إن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality, and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome. Today's show raises the all-important issue of life after Ramadan. For many, especially our youth, Ramadan meant a change from the usual routines of television, music, social media, and meeting friends. Instead, the focus was iftar, tarawih, and fasting. So why is slipping back into old bad habits and lazy routines so normal for so many?
Yusuf, have you prayed Asr? It's almost Maghrib now. How can you take it so easy? Have you forgotten what we learn in Ramadan?
Yes, Ma. I'm going to pray just now. Don't worry so much.
I'm not worried for myself. It's your obligation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it should be your priority. Oh.
During Ramadan, an atmosphere unlike any other is created. The Muslims unify in starting their fast together, breaking their fast together, and praying together, especially at night in the masjid. This makes it easy for old and young to join in. Even little children who are not obliged to fast or pray at night love to.
Yusuf, you should fast the 6 days of Shawwal now. You'll be rewarded as though you fasted the whole year, inshallah.
I can now, Mom. None of my friends are. And I still have school and so many assignments to do. Gotta go now, Ma. Assalamu alaikum.
The sad reality is that in a secular, liberal society, the atmosphere is always against any kind of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are encouraged to follow their own desires and accept freedom as the basis of their actions. Capitalism is an ideology that puts economic benefit before any other. So it's no wonder that the youth especially are encouraged to live a life of chasing this dunya. They are bombarded by images and goals of fashion, fame, and fun, and molded by the education system and media to view the world through an individualistic lens, which puts them at odds with total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, just as the secular nation desensitizes its people from the idea of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Islamic nation affects its citizens by generating an atmosphere of purity and piety, where every action of the state and individual originates from the ahkam of Islam. Naturally, it is easy to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to praise and thank Him as we should, to feel accountability for our actions and strive to do more and do better. A society where taqwa and ihsan are established through the state institutions can expect to progress and advance materially, economically, and in the high intellectual caliber of its citizens overall. In the absence of our beloved Islamic state, the Khilafah, on the way of the Prophethood, we must guide our youth and our ummah to embody Islam after Ramadan ends and all year round. By developing a close relationship with the Quran, reciting and understanding it, we can relate to the many pertinent messages and lessons Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. Maintaining our fard and even nafila salah helps keep our actions righteous and reminds us that we will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Upholding the ties of kinship and maintaining good relations with Muslims is key to feeling the unity of the ummah. And having hope and certainty in the victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us close to the global ummah as well.
Mom, I decided to go to the masjid to pray Isha regularly and listen to at least one Islamic reminder and read Quran daily. It's hard though because my friends at uni discouraged me and asked me to go out with them.
Oh, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rab. Guide all the youth to be strong in the deen. Ameen.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُا الزَّكَاةَ لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ
Truly those who believe and do righteous deeds and perform salah and give zakah, they will have their reward with their Lord. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 277. The natural system of life, as ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the Islamic one, as it provides the necessary systems we need to practice Islam holistically and ideologically. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with its presence in the Muslim lands very soon, so the Ummah can be liberated and elevated as she deserves. Ameen. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا؟ أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality, and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.